Hi there, my name is Tom Bell and welcome to my 5 Minute Friday podcast on the 28th of October 2022. I'm an organisational culture and ethics consultant specialising in willful blindness in public services. I'm an author, speaker, a whistleblower and long-time justice campaigner. I run a specialist consultancy called Cormetis Consulting, and the word Cormetis comes from combining the root of the Latin word for courage, which is cor, with Metis, who was the Titan goddess of good counsel, planning and wisdom. So this week I attended the Patient Safety Congress in Manchester. I was fortunate enough to find myself asked to sit on the opening panel of the Congress amongst some incredibly prestigious people, the great and the good, all highly esteemed gurus in the world of patient safety. So the first thing I noticed was, as I approached the conference centre, there were some anti-vax protesters outside it, really angry people, shouting about various things, including Jewish conspiracies and something about Muslims, which I didn't quite understand. And they had a loud hailer, so it was a bit of an unfair competition, really. But I really couldn't understand what the purpose of what they were doing was. I smiled because I actually think, and I mean it in a nice way, because I actually think it's a reflection of a healthy democracy that we let people with interesting views express them freely. But I have to say, I felt pity for them. They were just so angry and undirected. And you could just tell these were disenfranchised, disempowered people who needed cause. They needed to get behind something to give them meaning. And that was really, that was a strange experience, I have to say. But maybe that's just me coming from a small town in Cumbria, and going down to the big city is always a bit of a culture shock. Anyway, so there we were, a doctor, three professors and me on stage. And I have to say, I was incredibly nervous. The good news was I was the last to speak. And what was fascinating was to listen to the people on that stage talk about what they felt was the issue. And the challenge that we were asked to discuss was, why isn't the NHS learning from past mistakes? Why indeed, I hear you ask. And these folks, you know, lovely people. There was Sir Robert Francis on the panel. There was a guy called Ted Baker, who was the former chief inspector for the Care Quality Commission. There was a professor, and there was the head of strategy, patient safety strategy for NHS England. And everything was about a plan and a process and a new framework. And we got to change this bit, and we got to do this bit differently. And yes, you know, lessons have been learned, and yes, mistakes were made, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And everything could be dealt with by a process. And there was one particular comment that drove me nuts when the guy who used to be head of the CQC said that now he was no longer employed by the CQC, he could say what he felt. And I thought, what a thing to admit, that you didn't really say what you felt when you were head of the CQC, and now you've got nothing to lose. You're going to be all brave and say what you think. I struggle with that one, you know. I noticed the former Labour minister, Rosie Winterton, I think it was, wasn't it, who wrote a book about misspending in the public sector. You know, she only wrote it after she was out of power, as if when you're in these positions, you have no influence and can't do anything. I guess maybe just the money's too good and the number's too cushy, really, to make you do anything that will risk your job. So I was sat there. I think the phrase I'm looking for is, I was bricking it. And it came to me, and I had to point out to these incredibly intelligent, and I imagine well-intentioned people, that they themselves were part of the problem, that the NHS doesn't need any more strategies or plans or vision or value statements or frameworks. And the thing that's missing in all of these things is the people factor. And it's the people bit where things happen or don't happen, isn't it? You know, Drucker famously said that culture would eat strategy for breakfast, yet nobody was addressing that issue in the room. And nobody seems to want to address it. We all talk about culture change in the NHS, and we all know that it needs it, but nobody seems to really address it and get to grips with it. And more importantly, they don't understand the role they have in perpetuating it. They have this notion that we'll wait for this strategy, we'll wait for this plan, and it'll be like the cavalry coming over the horizon. Everything will be okay once the strategy arrives. Everything will be fine once the plan is realised. And the people and their behaviours and how those behaviours have been arrived at, all that stuff is just forgotten. So I think what I had to say went down incredibly well with the audience, but perhaps not so well with the panel. Although I have to say, in Sir Robert Francis's case. He was extremely interested in what I had to say. I can understand why the guy is where he is, I guess. As ever, thank you for listening, and please feel free to get in touch. You can find the free monthly events I run. Did I say free? Yes, I did. On my website at cormetis.com. That's cormetis.com. You can email me via the website, or you can look me up on Twitter at Tom in Cumbria. You can even send me a connection request on LinkedIn if you like. Stay as safe as you can, as sane as you can, and solvent if at all possible. And if you make a mistake this weekend, don't forget, whatever gender term you use to describe yourself, you are still approximately 99% human. Have a great weekend.